And you had all of your schooling?
In Columbus, except for 1 year at Harvard.
And got all of your teaching here?
Mm-hmm. All together in this university.
You much of a journaler?
No, on the contrary.
I mean, the usual professional society.
Oh yes, that sort of thing. I belong to the Rotary Club as a matter of duty connected with my position. I belong to a college fraternity when I was in college.
Which one, sir?
Sigma Nu. And I've been briefly in this or that little discussion group, but I'm just not a joiner.
Any church connections?
No. I was brought up in the Episcopalian Church.
Now, your father was from Marysville.
He was from Marysville.
How about your grandfather?
Grandfather was from Marysville on that side of the family. On the mother's side of the family from Dayton, Ohio.
Your mother was from Dayton?
Yes.
And how about her parents both from there?
No, her father was from there. Her mother was from... it's never been quite clear. There was something very peculiar in that setup. I think she was from Cincinnati, German born, but she was never known. I never knew her.
How about
and
you?
My mother practically never knew her. So there would be no influence from that side at all.
How about your grandmother Fullington? Was she from around Marysville too?
No, she was born in Springfield, Illinois. No, she was born out here up in Worthington, but she lived part of her life in Springfield, Illinois. Lived next door to Abe Lincoln. Then she came back, married my grandfather, who owned a big farm in Union County. In fact, her father ran this old Red Lion Tavern over on, you know that, on West, out by Lafayette?
Yes.
Both sides of the family converged back on Worthington.
any of the Quakers?
No, they were sound conservative Episcopalians. My great-great-great-great-grandfather was the man who founded Worthington. Both sides of the family came in from Vermont, New York.
There were a good many of the old Quaker families back there, weren't there, in Worthington?
Well, not in the early days. Oh, it was an Episcopalian, you see. It was primarily a Connecticut community.
Oh, the Hockett's Quakers.
I don't know. I don't think in the early period there was any Quaker influence there.